This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Make sure you follow myself as well on all social media platforms at underscore Dylan Matthews. Good morning to you. Hope you are having a great start to your Wednesday, a great start to your hump day. And I know I am. I know I'm pumped up for a couple of reasons. One, and probably the biggest reason, I'm hyped up off my green tea and honey. So I'm always ready to go with that. That stuff is dangerous, man. Usually, I am not a huge drinker of anything that has caffeine in it. I really, really only try, and 99.9% of the time, I only drink water. But man, I've been like, you know what? Green tea is solid for you, gives you energy, put a little honey in it. Honey is good for the throat. So I've been like, man, let me go ahead and try a little green tea with a little honey, get my morning started, give me a little extra energy. I already know I'm going to bring the energy, but you know, you could always have more. Want to make sure I'm not coming on here, want to make sure I'm not coming on here monotone and boring to start the morning. Want to make sure I'm giving y'all the energy as well. So I've been drinking a lot of that. Man, two bags got me zooted and booted, ready to go. So hope you're starting off your hump day right. The green tea and honey got mine going well. Also, another thing that's got me excited. Today is the first of many editions of West Georgia Wednesday. Why is it West Georgia Wednesday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game? It's simple. Your boy went to the University of West Georgia, and the girl producing me behind the glass, Noelle, she is from the University of West Georgia. So West Georgia, once again, holding it down in the Kia Studios. Noelle, good morning to you. How you feeling? Happy West Georgia Wednesday.
Good morning, Dylan. Happy West Georgia Wednesday. I am just as hyped as you are, but without the green tea. I need to get me some of that.
Yeah, that green tea do you wonders now, Noelle. It do you wonders.
I see. You hyper in here than you usually are at 7 p.m.
I know it.
I need that.
I'm on something different.
I need that in my life.
It's the good stuff right there. But Noelle, appreciate you holding it down, and we're going to have a fun show for you. So
Let's get to it.
The third and final reason why I am super hyped up here on a hump day, besides the green tea, besides it being the first ever West Georgia Wednesday, the Atlanta Falcons, they still doing it. They still out here making moves. And the latest news behind the Atlanta Falcons is the fact that the Atlanta Falcons are, at some point this week, going to host Calais Campbell, you know, the great defensive end, not defensive end, interior defensive lineman, but the defensive lineman who has spent a multitude of years with the Ravens, was also with the Jacksonville Jaguars, still productive at age 37. He is coming to Atlanta for a visit, just for a free agent visit for now. The Atlanta Falcons are going to host him on a free agent visit, and we're going to see. I will say this, though, as far as the free agent visit goes, we won for one this offseason. If you remember, not too long ago, Mike Hughes, actually it was this past weekend, Mike Hughes was on a free agent visit here to the ATL, and the Falcons, hook, line, and sinker, got him right in, and now Mike Hughes is an Atlanta Falcon. So the Falcons are one for one when it comes to these free agent visits. And hopefully we make it two for two and bring in defensive lineman Calais Campbell. Because if we add a guy like Calais Campbell to this already improved defensive line, man, the depth of this offensive line gonna be pretty solid. It's gonna be pretty solid. We really gonna be cooking with gas, y'all. So I am really, really hoping the Atlanta Falcons can bring in Calais Campbell. Calais Campbell last year, at the age of 37, mind you, still racked up 5.5 sacks, still had 2 forced fumbles, was still a presence there in the middle. So it's not like, oh, he's too old, he ain't gonna have nothing left. No. You could compare what Calais Campbell would mean on this team. Honestly, we're keeping it a bean, we're keeping it a buck. He honestly would be comparable to what Dwight Freeney meant to the 2016 Super Bowl team. And he could be a little bit more productive, to be quite honest. We're actually going to compare the stats here in just a second. But I really, really like the idea of bringing Calais Campbell in. Could really be a good mentor to these young guys, teach them everything he knows, take him under his wing, teach all his moves to David Onyemata. Grady Jarrett probably know all the moves already, but anything else he could teach Grady, he shows to Grady. Take Arnold Ebiketie under his wing, Taquan Graham. So, good veteran presence, good presence in the locker room. But the other thing that Calais Campbell could do for the Atlanta Falcons, buy them time. What do I mean by that? Calais Campbell could honestly allow the Falcons to look in a different direction when it comes to that 8th overall pick. Because even with the addition of David Onyemata, I was still wanting the Atlanta Falcons to double down on interior defensive linemen, maybe even edge rusher, when it comes to the NFL draft. But now, with this move, I honestly would be okay with the Atlanta Falcons looking at cornerback, looking at offensive tackle, looking at outside linebacker. Now, before you get in a tizzy, because I just said offensive tackle, what the plan would be, in my opinion, if the Falcons did go in that direction, whoever you decide to draft, you put him at that left guard spot first. Then give him a couple of years at that left guard spot. Then you can shift them over to left tackle when Jake Matthews' time is come and gone. So that would be the plan for me if you did want to go offensive lineman with the 8th overall pick. If you did want to go Peter Skoronski or Broderick Jones or somebody of that nature, Paris Johnson as well. You could also go Christian Gonzalez. And actually, at 5:40, we're going to get to know Christian Gonzalez a little bit. Because, again, I don't want to count my eggs before they're in my basket. But if we are able to assign Calais Campbell. And by the way, we'll talk about this more in Around the A. The Falcons also reinstated interior defensive lineman Eddie Goldman from the retired and reserve list. So we'll get more into that in about 10 minutes when we go Around the A. But we're talking about adding Eddie Goldman, possibly bringing in Calais Campbell. Now you have good depth already at the defensive line position. So now you can maybe wait until the second round because this is a deep draft for pass rushers. This is a deep draft for interior defensive linemen. I would be okay waiting to the second round to draft a defensive lineman. Maybe you even trade that second round pick, try to get back into the first round, late first round, and get you a defensive lineman late first round, again, or early second round. You have a pretty early second round pick as well. So this Calais Campbell move could mean a multitude of things for the Atlanta Falcons and could do a multitude of good for the Atlanta Falcons. So I am really, really, really excited about that news. That is making me real happy, if you can't tell. Also, if we're talking about the draft and what Calais Campbell coming on the team could do for the Falcons as far as giving them flexibility in this year's NFL draft, they can maybe now look at getting outside linebacker. Maybe a look at a Nolan Smith at number 8. Just gives you options, because now you add even more depth to that defensive line if you add Calais Campbell. And again, I don't think, and I'm not saying that you just completely forget about defensive line. I still want you to draft somebody in the second round if you don't draft nobody in the first round. Because to me, you go one of two ways with your first two picks. You got two choices. Choice number one, you draft interior defensive lineman with the 8th overall pick, and you draft corner with your second round pick. Or choice two, you flip them. You draft corner with the 8th overall pick, you go interior defensive lineman with your second round pick. Those are your two choices right there. You ain't messing around with running back. I know everybody's talking about, oh, if the Falcons get Calais Campbell, they might draft Bijan. Get that out of here. Don't bring that energy. Don't say those words. Don't nobody want to see us draft Bijan Robinson with the 8th overall pick. We just saw Tyler Algier, a 5th round pick, rush for 1,000 yards in only 17 games. He was not active week one, remember? Actually, he only did it in 16 games because we had a bye week, obviously. So in 16 games, Tyler Algier rushed for 1,000 yards. You don't need to spend an 8th overall pick on Bijan Robinson. That will be the only thing that would completely infuriate me and just make me throw my hands up in the air and be like, what are we doing? If we draft, I don't even want to get this into my mental space, but if we draft Bijan Robinson with the number 8 overall pick, honestly, it's going to put a big old blemish on what Terry Fontenot, what Arthur Smith have done this offseason. Because to right now, they're batting 1,000 to me. I don't think they've made a misstep, not one bit. I've loved every single move they've made. But if you go and draft Bijan Robinson with number 8 overall pick, I'm sorry. I'm dropping it from an A++++ all the way down to a B-, period. But I don't think the Atlanta Falcons will do that. I think they either go corner, outside linebacker, or interior defensive lineman. Maybe Tyree Wilson, who's more of a traditional edge rusher. So he might be a 3 technique. He might be a stand-up outside linebacker for this team. Not sure. We'll talk about that more when we get closer to the NFL draft. But let me know your thoughts. @_DylanMatthews, you can tweet me how you're feeling about the Falcons bringing in Calais Campbell for a free agent visit. I would love to have Calais here. Come on down to the A, Calais. We got you. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take with your boy, Dylan Matthews. When we come back in 5 minutes, you already know what time it is. Time to go around the A. Plenty of Atlanta Falcons headlines to get into. The Atlanta Hawks, thank goodness, took care of business last night. But can they do it again tonight? Can they give us two good back-to-back performances? I don't know. We know that consistency word is a shaky word when it comes to the Atlanta Hawks. But plenty Falcons headlines to get into. We'll talk about the Hawks. We'll visit all the local stories in the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia when we go around the A. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey app.
with more of the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. Rocking with you until 6 o'clock, just like every morning. In about 38 minutes, we will talk to the morning shift as well. See how they're doing on a hump day and on a West Georgia Wednesday as too. But a lot of headlines being made by the Atlanta Falcons. The Hawks took care of business, and we got some new Falcons we got to hear from as well, too. Plus, not only are the Falcons making headlines, there are little rumors going around about the Atlanta Falcons as well. So we got to get to all of that right now because you know what time it is? It's time to go around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
All right. The Atlanta Falcons officially introduced Mike Hughes. They made the signing official. They made the Mac Hollins signing official as well. So we're going to take a little time to get to know both of them right about now. First, we're going to start with Mike Hughes. I talked about this yesterday, and I said that, to me, Mike Hughes seemed like the replacement for Isaiah Oliver. He seemed like he would fit well in the nickel position, would be a very good nickel corner, had a lot of experience there, and that came to pass. During his media availability, Mike Hughes talked about that the Falcons have told him that he is going to play that outside corner position. That nickel corner position, but he can play on the outside as well. Let's hear from the newest Atlanta Falcons cornerback, Mike Hughes, on what the Falcons have told him his role is going to be.
I've been told that they like me in the slot, but everywhere I've been playing in the slot and things happen during that long 17-week season. So, I see myself playing outside some too.
My guy's versatile. He's going to be the nickel spot, but in a pinch, if we need him on the outside, we'll throw him there on the outside and he'll get the job done, you feel me? So, that is Mike Hughes, newest cornerback for the Atlanta Falcons. Mike also had more to say during his media availability. He also talked about he's seeing what the Atlanta Falcons are doing. Mike is peeping what we're peeping, people. He's seeing the foundation the Atlanta Falcons have built, and he likes it.
We're putting together some pieces to, get this thing rolling. You know, I'm just excited to get to work with the guys. And I think over the course of building up to the season, I think what's important is that we have to find a foundation of, to get things rolling. And I think once we lay that down that foundation, then we can start really building on, getting this thing turned around. And I'm looking forward to doing that.
I'm looking forward to you and the rest of the Atlanta Falcons team doing that too, Mike. So that is Mike Hughes, newest cornerback for the Atlanta Falcons. But that wasn't all the Atlanta Falcons media that we got yesterday. We also were introduced to Mac Hollins, newest wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons, as he joined Dukes and Bell yesterday afternoon. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that interview, you're here bits and pieces of it now, but you also can go to 929thegame.com, hop on the Odyssey app if you want as well, and you can hear the interview in its full length. But we'll chop up bits and pieces of it here now and let you listen to it. So, we talked about yesterday, Mac Hollins, 6'4", 221 pounds. He's a big boy. And not only is he going to use that size to his advantage, running routes, getting off of corners, But he's also going to use that 6'4", 221-pound frame in the running game. Here's Matt Collins on his run blocking.
Yeah, I think anything I can do to help the team win is what I'm always willing to do. And throughout my time in the league, I've learned how important the run game is to the passing game. And really, it's kind of an everybody eats thing. If we can run the ball well, it makes everybody else's job catching the ball easier. So if I block a few times, you're telling me I'm going to go get some extra yards, I'll take it every day of the week.
But don't get it mistaken, though. Don't get it confused. He's still going to use that 6'4", 221-pound frame against corners as well and make himself hard to guard. Here's what Matt Collins said about using his size against opposing cornerbacks.
Yeah, so I've been doing it for like 4 or 5 years. When I have days where I have to like go on a plane, it's my worst day, so I have to put shoes on. Like right now, it's hard for me to like sit still because I have shoes on. But yeah, I've been barefoot for 4 or 5 years, and I just think conceptually it makes so much sense, but culturally I guess it doesn't. Like if everybody were to walk around with mittens on their hands, people would think it's the most insane thing. But then we have shoes on our feet, and people wonder why their feet don't look the way they should, or they're not strong, and why people have ankle and knee problems. It'd be the same thing as if you covered your hands your whole life and then wondered why you had wrist or elbow problems. It all starts from the bottom.
That was actually Matt Collins. Matt Collins is a real dude. He kind of fought because he, anytime he can, and he talked about this a little bit more extensively on the full interview. Again, you can listen to that at 929thegame.com, Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast. He talked about he walks around barefoot whenever he can. The only time he doesn't walk around barefoot, on a plane, public restrooms, things of that nature. But he did admit on the interview yesterday that he has walked around the city of New York barefoot. And he did admit that was probably nastier than walking around barefoot in a public restroom, which, yeah, Mac, it kind of is. But Mac is real. Mac out here walking around barefoot. He don't care about nothing. He talked about, like, not only is that making his feet stronger, his feet healthier, but that also gets him over the stigma of caring what other people think. So just his whole explanation to why he walks around barefoot, really intriguing to me. And I really like the mindset Matt Collins has. But that's crazy. Can you imagine walking around the city of New York barefoot? Ew. Now, he did say he washes his feet multiple times a day, which obviously if you're walking around barefoot, you're going to have to. But that was very, very intriguing. If we can now, let's hear Matt Collins talking about what he is going to do and how he uses his size going up against opposing cornerbacks.
Yeah, it definitely helps me. I mean, being a bigger guy that can still move and run at a high speed is definitely helpful. Just for any type of, whether it's high balls, whether it's red zone, whether it's balls across the middle, just being able to be seen by the quarterback, it's definitely helped my skill set and helped my game. So hopefully keep that trend of catches and touchdowns and yards going and increasing this year.
There you go. He going to get them small corners off him. He going to take off. So really excited to have Matt Collins in the A. Really excited to have Mike Hughes on this Atlanta Falcons football team as well. Talked about it to open the show. The Falcons reinstated defensive lineman Eddie Goldman from the reserve retired list. So if you all know, if you don't know, actually, I'm going to fill you in. The Falcons signed former Chicago Bears defensive lineman, interior defensive lineman Eddie Goldman last year to a 1 or 2 year deal, and he actually decided that he was going to retire. He passed the physical with the Falcons and shortly after retired. Shortly after the signing was announced, because the Falcons actually announced the signing, he decided and announced that he was going to retire. So, took a step back from the game, took last year off, but now apparently he has decided that he is going to come back. So, yesterday was announced that he has been reinstated, and that deal that he had with the Atlanta Falcons still stands, just going to carry over to this year. So some more defensive line help for the Atlanta Falcons. And look, I ain't mad at it. Eddie can come on this football team and do some things for us, stop the run, sack the quarterback, make plays in the backfield. I'm all for it. I'm all for Eddie coming to the A. His last season in Chicago, 2021, spent his whole career with the Chicago Bears, by the way, if you're wondering. Production, a little down, half a sack, 22 combined tackles, 14 solo, 8 assisted, 1 tackle for loss, a QB hit. So hopefully he has a little bit more of a bounce back year. Highest sack number year was his rookie year in 2015. He had 5 tackles for loss then as well. So hopefully Eddie Goldman has found the fountain of youth during his year off. And look, he's going to be a depth piece anywhere. We're not going to be asking a lot from Eddie Goldman, but any little bit he can give us will help. Hopefully it's a little bit more than half a sack, but I am excited to add Eddie Goldman to this defensive line room and get some more interior defensive line depth because Lord knows we need it. Anything to help stop the run, anything to help bring these quarterbacks down, make plays in the backfield, I'm all for it. And Eddie Goldman, I'm sure, will help that cause. The last Atlanta Falcons headline we're going to get to here, a little rumor circling around. And again, these are just rumors. I'm not even going to say reports because there's like been one legit-ish kind of source that I've seen about this. DeAndre Hopkins. Apparently, the Atlanta Falcons are interested. Okay. A little D-hop action. He is obviously still under contract with the Arizona Cardinals. So if the Atlanta Falcons did acquire DeAndre Hopkins, it would have to be via trade. Looks like the Cardinals are looking for a second-round pick. That might be a little rich for DeAndre Hopkins, but then again, it is DeAndre Hopkins. So we'll see if anything comes about it. We'll see if the Atlanta Falcons are willing to give up a second-round pick. Maybe the Cardinals come down on their price when DeAndre Hopkins doesn't fly off the shelf and there aren't 31 teams trying to get after him. So we'll see. Don't even know. Again, just a rumor. Not sure how interested the Falcons really are, but of course, when your team has cap space, when they have draft capital, they're going to be tied to a lot of rumors out there. So DeAndre Hopkins, maybe, just maybe, could be in an Atlanta Falcons uniform. And look, another big receiver. You know DeAndre Hopkins' resume. I've got to tell you. Big body, hands are goated. Very, very good receiver. Probably a Hall of Fame receiver in DeAndre Hopkins. I wouldn't mind seeing him, Drake London, Mac Hollins, Kyle Pitts, Jonnu Smith, Tyler Algier. A lot of weapons for Desmond Ridder. So we'll see if anything comes about, but not sure if, again, those rumors are going to turn out to be true. We'll see. Real quickly, as we end around the A, the Hawks took care of business last night against the Pistons. 129-107, the final score. And now let's see if they can put two back-to-back good performances together. A little nugget on the Hawks, too. They've spent 26 straight days one game within 500. So they have spent 26 straight games. I said days before. They have spent 26 straight games, either a game above 500, at 500, or one game below 500. Consistency hasn't been there, and that has led to mediocrity. But taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, and we'll see if Carl Anthony Towns returns. There's a chance he plays tonight along with Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards has missed the past game or so with an ankle injury. So Cat and Ant-Man could both be back tonight, and that could spell trouble because they didn't have Cat about a week ago, and we saw what the Minnesota Timberwolves did to the Atlanta Hawks in State Farm Arena. So hopefully the Hawks have a revenge game in Minnesota tonight, and they can take down the Timberwolves and win two in a row and maybe get a streak started. I don't know. We'll see. Again, I'm not holding my breath because I know consistency hasn't been the strong suit for the Atlanta Hawks this year. That is going to do it for Around the A. Some local sports stories for you. when it comes to the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia. In about 5 minutes when we come back, let's get to know Christian Gonzalez a little bit better because, again, the Falcons, sometime this week, are hosting Calais Campbell on a free agent visit. And if the Atlanta Falcons mess around and get Calais Campbell, I think they might mess around and draft Christian Gonzalez with the 8th overall pick if he's there. We'll talk about Christian Gonzalez's stats. We'll go over his scouting report. See how he would fit here in the A. I think he'd be a good fit. We'll talk about it in 5 minutes. You are tuned in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and listening to The Hometown Take, hosted by your boy Dylan Matthews. We'll be back in five to talk about Christian Gonzalez coming to the A. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back to your early morning sports fix. This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Again, make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. If you want to video aspect to the Hometown Take, you can follow me on YouTube too. This is Dylan Matthews, DylanMathews, only one T in my last name. I know I'm a little bit unique. Most Matthews's you meet only gonna have two T's in their names. I only got one though, so just remember that I'm unique like that. Now anywho, thank you for starting your morning with me. Thank you for starting your hump day with the Hometown Take. I appreciate it. And I want to spend these last few minutes before we talk to the morning shift coming up here in about 13 minutes. I want to spend some time getting to know Christian Gonzalez. The number one, it seems like, the number one cornerback prospect, one of the best defensive players in the NFL draft this year, because we've talked about it ad nauseum this morning. The Atlanta Falcons are hosting Calais Campbell on a free agent visit sometime this week. And with reinstating Eddie Goldman, interior defensive lineman as well, they're reinstating Eddie from the reserved retired list because Eddie Goldman is coming out of retirement. So, for this segment, let's just say the Atlanta Falcons are able to sign and do agree to terms with Calais Campbell. Let's just put it out there for kicks and giggles for the purpose of this segment. If that happens, I would really get behind the Atlanta Falcons drafting Christian Gonzalez with the 8th overall pick. I'd be behind it, and I would be all good for it. If you don't know much about Christian Gonzalez, we're going to take a few minutes to get to know him now. Obviously went to Oregon, was a 3-year starter, really. Well, yeah, 3-year starter because came out early. 6'2", 200 pounds, so a big guy, big for a corner. So that's good. Freshman year, played in 6 games, no interceptions, 23 tackles, 5 pass deflections. Not bad for a freshman year. True freshman, by the way, I believe. Actually, it looks like he was redshirted. But next year, well, actually, that was the COVID year, so I believe he was a true freshman, but everybody during the COVID year got an extra year of eligibility. So Christian Gonzalez, second freshman season, if you will, 2021, played in 12 games, full-time starter now, 42 tackles, 5 pass deflections. Again, no interceptions. But then this past season, ooh-wee, turned it up. 12 games, 35 tackles. Excuse me, 35 solo tackles, 15 assisted, 50 total. 4 interceptions. 7 pass deflections. Going crazy. So, Christian Gonzalez gotten better year over year. And again, big 6'2". I need more green tea, apparently. 6'2", 200 pounds. Got a lot of strengths. Not a whole lot of weaknesses, to be honest. He has that, again, that size, speed, and explosiveness that you would want out of a cornerback. He's fluid. Probably the most fluid-moving corner that you'll find in this draft. And when I say fluid, I mean hips are good. Don't got stiff hips. He can change directions with ease. Obviously has the length to get up, knock balls away, get up, and catch passes at 6'2", intercept passes. But he's also strong. Again, 200 pounds, he's bulky. He ain't no little fella. So, guess what? Anybody that's trying to bully him at the line of scrimmage, that ain't happening. He's right there to play bully ball with you. So, opposing wide receivers, guess what? They're clamped because they can't just push him off the line. If Christian Gonzalez is trying to press, he's still right there with you because he ain't moving at 6'2", 200 pounds. His feet and hips create easy skip and flip to match the release. Read notes here off of the NFL scouting report on him. Also, he has the ability, again, this comes to good hip movement, good footwork. He can shuffle, swerve in open space. Looks like he's gliding on the air. So, again, got good movement, got good speed. A lot of wide receivers ain't going to be able to juke him. So he ain't going to get his ankles broke out there, as us millennials say. Good at, this is another big deal too. He's not just good as a, obviously, cornerback protecting in the passing game. He's good in the running game as well. Can work his way off perimeter blocks. So, I like Christian Gonzalez. Now, again, no player is perfect. He's got an average feel for angles when he's attacking throws. Gonna have to work on that. In the running game, like we were just talking about, he's got to be a little bit more consistent, a little bit more aware in what he's doing. But if the Falcons do bring in Calais Campbell, I think they can address cornerback, and I think they can draft Christian Gonzalez, because you're going to need a long-term answer next to A.J. Terrell. You can go with Casey Hayward this year if you want, but he's not a long-term solution. Cornell Armstrong is a depth piece. He's not a long-term guy, in my opinion. Mike Hughes, he's a little bit older. He's a veteran. Not a long-term answer. You bring in Calais Campbell, I would be okay with getting that long-term answer next to A.J. Terrell and Christian Gonzalez. And then you go get an interior defensive lineman with your second-round pick. So that's my thoughts on it. I'd love to know what you think. Tweet me at _DylanMatthews. All right, it's about that time. When we come back, let's talk to the morning shift. Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, Tiffany Blackman. We'll see what they got coming up on the program. 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. The new morning show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The morning shift. We'll catch up with them in about 5 minutes right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back to your early morning sports fix. This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Final moments here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios. And it is time to talk to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. They are live in the Key Studios with me. What's going on, party people? How y'all feel? Oh, I saw. I done seen Tiffany hit that big stretch. She's
the
stretching
wingspan.
Out. Tiffany, you want me to start bringing you some green tea and honey?
No, I have coffee like a real adult.
Whoa! Dude, why are we taking shots?
Like a real adult.
I got to be completely honest with you, dude. Yeah. I'm so impressed by your green tea usage. Because, like, I'm
two bags get me right, bro.
Yeah, I'm two or three cups a day, dude. And your green tea.
Wait, did you just say two bags get you right?
Yeah, two bags of green tea get me right.
Why don't you say that for a drop? Two bags get me right.
Yeah, keep that.
Maybe I will.
I'm envious that you're able to pull off the amount of energy that you have by just drinking, green tea and honey? That's it?
That's it. And plus, you know, I have natural energy too, so
With the youth? I would have. I'm not calling
y'all old. Y'all are still spring chickens to me. Y'all are still all of y'all prime.
That's not how I interpreted that.
It wasn't a shot. Look, I'm being nice today.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Oh, so my sleep schedule was weird yesterday. So before our show call, I took, and for the people who don't know, I obviously produced the morning shift. Before our show call, I took about an hour nap. Then I woke up. We did the show call. I went back to sleep probably 30 minutes later. I woke up like at 9:45, stayed up till about like 1:30 in the morning, took a two-hour nap, and now I'm here.
That sounds terrible, Dylan.
It actually was great. That nap after the show call was stupendous.
Yeah, only reason I asked is because I woke up at 12:45, and there was nothing from you yet with a rundown.
Oh yeah.
And then I wake up at 3 and there's a rundown that was sent like 10 minutes later, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Okay, I didn't send the rundown that late.
You sent it at 12:56. I'm looking at it.
But you said you woke up at 3. You said you looked at 3 and you saw 10 minutes later.
Clearly the green tea's not helped you. I said I woke up at 12:45, there was no rundown. When I woke back up at 3, the rundown had been sent 10 minutes after I had checked.
See, I interpreted that as you had woke up at 3 and the rundown was sent 10 minutes later being 2:50.
No.
I was like, that's not accurate information, though.
Now someone's going to tweet at me, you don't be mean to Dylan.
Yeah, don't be mean to,
I'm mean to Dylan.
Bo is, I called you Buck yesterday. I just need to apologize about that again.
Yeah. No, you don't. You don't have to apologize.
Big time Buck.
I know someone named Buck works in this field who always gives me crap. And so instantly I reverted. I called you Buck yesterday. It won't happen again.
Please don't. It hurts my feelings.
Be nice to Dylan.
Thank you.
I am nice to Dylan. I love Dylan.
But no, I was not taking a shot. I was not trying to call any of you all old because you're all still young. Yeah, I look at you all like
you're
me.
Selling yourself on that.
I'm not selling myself. I am getting my point across. That's all I'm doing this morning, Tiff.
This is the moment where Dylan makes the handoff awkward and we have to.
I'm not doing that today. I've done that twice today. I'm not making
from a fellow
the handoff
awkward person. Trust me, I know how it is.
I'm not making the handoff awkward today. But if any of you all ever want to try my tea, I got you. I'll bring in some bags for you, bring in a little honey for you, and trust me, you'll be right. It'll zoot you right up. I'm zooted and booted right now.
I'm interested, man. I got to be honest with you. I'm interested. You've sold me on it. I'm interested.
And look, I don't even, most of the time, I don't even drink it all. Like, I still have some left, and I'm wired. I'm ready to go.
You need to get sponsored by whoever makes this tea.
I should. I don't remember who the brand is. I just get it from Trader Joe's. I think it's honestly just Trader Joe's brand green tea. It's nothing special.
I'm going to Google it to see if I can get reviews to see if there's people that say they're as high on life as you are after drinking it.
Plus, I'm naturally high on life, so it just adds to my high on lifeness.
It's called being 27, Dylan.
That's right.
It's called being 27 without children. I used to be that. I was that guy too, man. Look, it all comes crashing down one day.
Yeah, I know. I'm enjoying it while I can. So, obviously, have a great show. What are we talking about today? What we got on the morning shift this morning?
Man, we are talking Falcons who are hosting, you know, some visits here and there. Maybe Calais Campbell might be in the house this week. This week, and we're also going to talk with Josh Kendall from The Athletic, who had a pretty good article about maybe the Falcons and Jalen Carter. So lots ahead on this show, on the morning shift this morning for you, Dylan.
All right. That sounds like a plan to me. And guess what? I think we've talked about it enough. I think it's time to get to it. So that is going to do it for the Hometown Tank. Thank you all for listening this morning. Starting off your hump day with your boy Dylan. Again, Follow me at underscore Dylan Matthews. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. And the morning shift is next. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. You might even hear from little old me from time to time. That's right up coming up next on Sports Radio, 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.